Hello.
Yes, hello,
Hello.
Cliff. This is Ken. Good afternoon.
Oh, hi, Ken. How are
Good
you doing?
morning.
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I was supposed to call you. You were saying that I do not call you on time, so I made sure this time that I'm calling you at the right time.
Well, when we make a time to call, it's just I didn't hear from you
Yeah,
yesterday,
of
so I didn't
course.
know what was.
You were like sometime busy. We rescheduling it, and it's been a while. So, first of
I
all,
know. This happens
Have you
anytime.
gone through the information about the draft itself? You said you wanted to have some couple of changes onto it.
Okay, so I wrote a bunch of notes down to go over some things because there's a few different topics here to go over. The questions and answers that you sent me on that document, which were great, I just got to go over those with you. Review issues of the actual wiki page because there's some things that are just not right still. But then I just looked and I saw that your writer, I think her name was Ruth, sent
Yeah.
me, where is that? Hang on a second.
I'm also just pulling up
Wiki. Oh, here it
information
is.
as well.
Ruth, she said, and I didn't realize I didn't see the things that I could comment on because she said, like, we don't understand what the client does not understand. This page is about Danny Clay, and we have, whatever. Oh, shit. Wait a second. I lost it. Okay. We are supposed to add a third party outside. So she commented on the things. I see. Okay. Yeah, there's some things that just, are that I need to question about that, and I'm not sure if talking to you and you passing it on to them is the way to go,
Of course.
because then something can get lost in translation. So
Well,
let me know what the best.
best approach is, of course, is through me, sir, because obviously I'm just taking care of the product itself. I overview information and whatever comments coming from the client's end and between the production department and obviously the content team, the research team, and the submission team. So, first of all, like there were comments mentioned about the document itself that was regarding the references. And I believe you must have seen through the last draft that was sent out to you on the 29th of November. Do you have the link for that as well?
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Hang on one sec. Hang on one sec. Yeah, okay. So I'm looking at that draft now, Dan Clay, the overview, the founder, all that. I'll go right down it. When you're going down that document and on the last sentence under overview, students, are you with me on that?
Yeah, or we I'm looking at it.
Okay, so I'm looking at that document of the Wikipedia page, the last version. Students also use historical techniques to create, decorate, and design vessels using culturally specific patterns, symbols, and imagery. Dan Clay invites an artist to demonstrate various aspects. I am the artist. I guess that's okay. Invites an artist. It's Cliff Mendelson. But it could be, I guess it could be any artist. It could be anybody that I hire to do it. Is that what you're saying there? Because it is a business.
Like, obviously, sir,
Just
the
wondering.
overview is to give information what you actually do in Day and Play, right? Obviously, you're not like doing everything yourself. You have, teachers available beside yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do a lot myself, but you're right. I mean, that's the direction it's going, so that's okay. Invites an artist. Maybe we just say artist in residence.
Yeah, we can, like, obviously, this is not something finalized, sir. As I mentioned to you previously as well, this is an ongoing process for the edits of the page itself, right? And once we have the approval and the citations and references, because if I mention anything, that needs to be backed out by some information as well. So we are
Well,
only focusing.
isn't now the time to do that?
That's the time that we are doing, but obviously citations, when I say, is about the online articles and everything. So what we are looking at right now, the main focus of our team is to get you a secure page on Wikipedia itself. Edits on the page will be done from time to time as information comes up. Obviously, this is
I don't
not.
understand what you mean time to time. Isn't now the time? I don't understand. What do you mean time to time? Like a month from now? I'm just trying to understand what that means. I mean, you
Information,
sent me
sir.
a copy, a version of the page, so and now I need to comment on it. If there's things that needs to be changed, you're saying just wait on that?
No, sir. What I'm trying to say is that our main focus is to get the page live on Wikipedia. Every bit of information that you want us to work on, we will do so. But the main goal of securing a page on Wikipedia, that's what I'm trying to say. Because if you want us to do edits, that needs to be backed out by certain references and information coming from, just for verification, like you can see in the references section, articles are mentioned. Any bit of information do we mention there, we need to be providing that by a citation. You can see, for example, Dane Clay, that, like if you look at the link I've sent you for the draft itself, like Dane Clay, the diverse multicultural ceramic art program for K2, including professional development for staff and special needs.
Hey, where is this? On the overview page? Or on the
On the link,
sorry.
The draft link.
Oh, hang on a second. Hold on. Draft link. Hang on. Let me just pull that up. Let me just get on Teamwork here. One sec. Sorry.
Do you want me to send it to you right now, if you want?
You want to do that? Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Just share with me, okay?
Okay, no sweat. Are you sending it to my email or to the Teamwork?
Yeah, I just sent you the copy of the link, sir.
Did you send it to Teamwork or my email?
Teamwork, sir. You will be getting notification there.
I got you. Okay, hang on. Let me just refresh that, see if it comes up there. Okay. Oh, come on. Are you in California?
Right now, sir? I'm in New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Finally look at draft below. Is that just now? Okay. Okay, gotcha. Hold on. All
this
right.
Was something done after the overview document.
Okay, where am I looking now?
Yeah, so I was just giving you the information that you can see above overview, the statement, the introduction. The classes,
yep.
Like ending with the classes are conducted virtually as well as in school. You can see there's a number at the end, number one, right?
Right.
So you can go and see on the references, that's the article we have fetched the information from, the link. That is from your own.
All right, linking the things to, I gotcha. Okay, so that linked me to the website. I gotcha. Okay.
So whatever we mention, if I say Dane Clay, it's the best ceramic art program in the world, but obviously, if there's no citation or if there's no information backing that up, that won't be included.
Yep. I'm getting to understand it now. So on that same page here, it says Potter's Wheel Program, Students Explore Native American Greek, blah, 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 blah. That's what they've done. What the writer did there is she just pulled out one of my programs, stuck it in the middle of the overview when there's three or four other major programs, but she just happened to pick that one. So it should really, it's not just the Potter's Wheel program, so that's where I need to change that. That's kind of inaccurate. It's not inaccurate what she's saying there. It's just that it's not the whole picture. They just pulled one program out, and I don't want people to go on.
Programs you have in total, sir, like just a rough figure.
So there's four programs. There's the Potter's Wheel, tile making, ass making, and vessel making. I can send that to her.
That information as well.
Okay, so you mean when I do the correction there, put it into the little box that she sent me?
What I will do for you for your convenience is that I'll copy this draft, send you in a Word document, right? You can make edits to it.
Okay. See, I'm not good. I'm not an editor, so I don't know how to do it the way that you guys do it, where you have the little box on the side. I like that, but I'm not. Maybe what I could do is just put it in red below it or something,
yeah,
make notes
just
like
highlight
that.
Highlight the information, yeah.
Like do that, put it right below it like I've been doing. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's okay. That's not a problem.
Okay.
If we don't,
I just want to make sure. Cause
even if you don't understand, you know, ask you, sir. That's not a problem.
Okay, good. I just want to make it easy for you guys and, you know, make the communication better. I'm not like, you know, an editor, so I'm not good at all that. But I do know how to write notes.
No, sir, everybody's
all right, so you're
an editor right away. Like, obviously, with time, you get to learn certain things. So this is something you're working, you know, both hand in hand, and information needs to be, you know, clear cut and whatever information
right.
you want us to go through, we can go ahead. But obviously, what's the main concern? What I was trying to say before is that we need to have, you know, several article needs to be created to back information, whatever you have. Because we can take
gotcha.
Some information from your own website, but we cannot, you know, create a page based on
yeah.
upon the information that you have your own website. So we need independent
right, 'cause you need
coverage.
Those outside references.
Yeah, independent
yeah.
coverage needs to be created. So I, as I mentioned to you, we have some good offers. I've sent it over to you as well. At the beginning
yep.
of this month, year-end discount are applicable, and I have sent you that message on 9th of December. So have you looked into
it? I got
it?
You. Yes, I have, and I have three questions. You also sent me some copy of some articles that they wrote, like 3 or 4 pages of some really, you know, I would say very well-written kind of stuff, really talking about the advantages to working in three-dimensional art, even into disabilities and all this kind of stuff. Now, what is all that writing for? Is that for the 3 articles that you give me as part of the $1,000 program, or is this an idea of what's going to happen for the mid-tier and the high-tier articles? I'm just trying to understand, what is it that you sent there? What are those 4 pages about?
Well, sir, that's about the coverage that we have created for certain clients that we have previously. You, if you remember, you wanted to have an idea what kind of information we do generate about, you know, clients. If you
right.
see the message on Teamwork on 15th of November, you can see there are certain types of tiers, as I mentioned to you previously, mid-tier and top-tier articles. The main, you can see the highlight of that is that what kind of coverage is being created where. So mid-tier are, you know, local, you can say, websites that actually are eligible as per Wikipedia guidelines, and then there are good publications like American Reporter, LA Tribune,
yep.
New York Weekly. These are recognized resources. And the coverage
sure.
that has been created is based upon the need of the page itself. For example, your is a program for, you know, as a certain audience and that you go through. So what we will do is create them in a way that actually generate more information about the work that you do, plus cover the
right.
Wikipedia guidelines and the content.
Okay, so that's why you sent that whole article there, that all that writing was the kind of, I'm just trying to understand, all that writing that you sent, which I like, you're saying it was from other different kind of things that they put together to give me an idea of what they might publish?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I'm asking.
Different clients that we had, and we have, you know, working upon their projects. Currently, we are still doing so. We were just giving an idea. And plus, the best thing is that content is generated by the resource, the writers, or the editor of the publications itself. This is not done by in-house from our end. These are done by the PR agencies to keep neutrality and the information being independent. So it's not shown as paid publications. These are shown as independent coverages.
Gotcha. Now, if some of the writing here does not jive with my actual program, using clay to think through problems, nonverbal. Okay, that's all good. There might be a few things here that need to be tweaked in this thing that you sent me because I realized that it was not.
We'll work upon that, so that's not a problem. As I mentioned to you, after the call, I send you a Word document. You can send over the changes to me, and we will get it done for you. And, of course, once everything works out, checks out, coverage is generated and everything, obviously, if we will proceed with the articles, that information will also be added onto the drive that you're looking at it. So more content will be there because, obviously, they will be cited to different publications. Information will be, you know, created and more content for your profile.
Right. So can, because a lot of this writing here could be broken into a few articles. They're like they overlap, and then they start talking about kids with disabilities and stuff like that. And I like all that because I do teach children with disabilities, and I like the whole concept of how clay can help people with their hands and also help them emotionally.
We want you to get some coverage. You're going to come in for the work that you do in a professional way. What you do. The article's content will be shared with you so you can see what is being generated. You know, tweaks can be done onto it if you say information is not valid or something needs to be changed. But we will be doing that in a way that is acceptable by both parties, you and, you know, the publishers, along with the acceptability from Wikipedia.
Right, because you know kind of what's going to pass there and what they're going to like and not like.
But we need to make sure what we submit goes through, so we want to make sure.
Yeah, that's good. No, it covers a whole nice thing there. So let me ask you this. So there's three articles that are given as part of the program, and are those are, I guess they're mid-tier articles, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so three. So I guess what I'm thinking here is, like, you know what, with everything that you wrote there, give me a good indication. I don't know, you know, I'm looking at my budget for $1,200 to $1,500. Can we do two or three more mid-tier articles and one or two high-tier articles, top-tier?
Well, if you look at the offer I've sent you, I can get you 10 mid-tier for $2,000. This is applicable for month of December. We reduced down
10 articles for 2,000?
2,000, sir.
Yeah. I don't think I need 10 articles, to be honest with you. I mean, I can always add later, don't you?
What budget you have right now? So I can work.
I'm sorry?
You can tell me a budget so I can look into what I can get you. Like mid-tier, you want a mix match for top tier? And
yeah, so let's see. Mix match. That's what I was saying, Ken. I wasn't trying to listen. I really appreciate that you're, you know, working with me on this, and I'm trying to do it. I'm just such a small company.
I've been working on the project. I understand that.
Yeah, and listen, I want this to look as good as it can, and I always I can always enhance it later. I realize that, and that gives me time to also pull up any possible past publications by calling the publishers from all my other articles, which you said at the moment are not valid, but they could be. Like, how come? Why was it so difficult to get in touch with the New York Times people to get that article on my review there?
The problem that happens with old publications is that they put that into archives. And they are no longer, you know, accessible to general public. So that needs to be requested, and, you know, once they approve, then the article will be appearing. So there's a whole procedure. So what we can do
I had such a nice review in the New York Times years ago, and now it's going to be lost on my wiki page.
Well, we can do one thing. I will ask my research team if something can be done about it, if we can just, you know, reach them out. And ask them if they can do that. And if they do, we will let you know. If they don't, information. Obviously, we will be creating articles, so we can create an article with the same content based on that on a new publication.
Okay. So let's see if you can get back to me, mix and match. And let's say I've got three articles already. So let's say another two or three of the mid-tier and one or two of the top-tier articles, and see what you can work out there in that 12
Like you're saying 1,500, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can stay in that range, then we can do something and we can get these knocked out
and
done.
Can you give me, like a second, let me do some maths here, the costing and everything.
Yeah.
Can you just give me
okay, you want to get back on that?
I can let you know if you want.
Oh, up to you, your call.
All right, let me just talk to my publisher. Just give me a second.
No problem, thank you so much.
Just bear with me. Okay, thank you for holding, sir. I was just seeing the discounted prices and everything. So what we can get you in that budget is that either we can go with two top tier, right, and
yep.
three mid-tier articles coming with it. Or the second option is that I can get you five mid-tier with
I lost there. Slow down, sorry. Talking
yeah.
a little too fast. Two
okay.
top tier.
With three mid-tier and 1500. And the second
mm-hmm.
option is that I can get you five mid-tier with one mid-tier. That is top tier.
And one top tier for that, right?
Yeah, 15. With that, you will have five mid-tier articles. My
right.
suggestion would be more coverage, more publications. So what I would recommend is that go with one top tier and five mid-tier. You already have three with us. So in total, eight mid-tier will be done plus one top tier. So you will have more
okay.
press. You will have more information.
Right. That's even more valid. Better to have more. Okay.
Yeah. So if you
all
want
right, I think
to
I
reserve this for you, because obviously today is the 21st and the office will be closing down by Friday. So
no,
should I reserve this
no.
for you?
Yes, please, sir.
Okay, so can I ask my finance to process the 1500?
Yeah, you want to put that on my American Express?
Let me see what card we have. Just give me a second.
Yeah, I think you have that.
Just bear with me.
No problem. Where in New York are you today?
Yeah, I'm just pulling the information from finance. Let's see what card we have. So
oh.
give me a second. Okay, sir, we have a card ending with 1003.
Perfect.
That's the one?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask my finance to process the payment for 1500, and I'll send
okay.
you the paid invoice at your email address. That is cliff@day-n-clay.com. And
right, and you'll say in that invoice what that includes, correct? The five
yes.
mid-tier and the one up
here. I will
okay.
get you an invoice from my end as well. So you can see what you have gotten into. So what you're getting in this 1500 is one top tier with five mid-tier articles. Three you already have
okay.
in.
Correct.
Right.
One question I had is, and if in the future I want to add more top tier, I can always call you and we can do that, correct?
You can always come back to us, sir. You can see the work, what
okay.
we are doing. And if you like it, of course, we can get you more coverage.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, and in the meantime, should I still go ahead and do the corrections on the wiki page? And
What I'm going to do is send you the Word document, as I mentioned to you previously. So it would be easy
okay.
for you to make edits and onto it.
Okay. You mean just straight from the Word doc?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it. Let me just see if there's anything else in my questions and answers here. Revision goes. Okay. If there's anything, I can always put it onto Teamwork, right?
Yes, of course we are communicating on Teamwork, sir. You have the number.
Okay.
I have your number. Whenever you want to discuss, we can schedule a call.
Great. I really appreciate it. Okay. Sorry for all the missed times and all that. It's
yeah,
just been
you were
you know how it is.
You know, one of my associates told me that.
Because, you know, I was sitting around waiting, and then I was like, oh, shoot, how come I'm not getting any response, or even just saying I'm going to be late or I can't make it today. So
I was having some problems, you know, that's why I came late.
I know.
But everything sorted out, and that's why I wanted to speak to you today. So, you know.
Thanks.
Not
thanks.
A problem.
No, I don't have any bad feelings. I like working with you, and I think it's going to be great, and I just wanted to tell you that. I just didn't know. You know, I got to be honest with you, Ken. I've had such bad experience online with some other companies and ripping me off and things like that, that it's so hard to vet people and trust
the
same
them. Process or
you know,
it was different?
No, it was website stuff, doing Facebook things, doing, you know, people doing marketing for you, and they're all out there, and it's like they either lie or they don't, they're some company that doesn't really exist, or they're they make, you know, how things can be on the internet, because everything can be very hidden and amorphous. So it's like you're trying to trust people and vet them without meeting them or knowing them or shaking hands and things like that. So it's a new kind of way of working. So it just brought up my paranoia, and I went, oh, wow, are they avoiding me? That kind, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not the case.
I was like, oh, no.
I've always been, you know, in contact with you. And there was, like, yeah, issues with the scheduling, but obviously we have, you know, sorted that out. So it's better to, you know, schedule and discuss. It's better that way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you're on board with that, too.
All right. So all what right, I'm going to do right now, Cliff, is one more thing that I'll send you the document for the draft edits, and along with that, I will send you a brief form that is for the articles. And I've just received the notification, the payment I've gone through. So I'm going to send you a copy of, you know, draft along with the article brief form. You need to give some information we require for the article's creation. A bit of information here and there, and we will then send over to the PR company, and they will you know, start working on the content.
Do my past articles that I sent you that you turned down, any value to them? Does it give
we
them any kind of like kind
that,
of...
Like, we can take that content based on, you know, that information, but we need to create some fresh, you know, publications. So we can, you know, add some old information, add some new, you know, create something that covers the notability aspect plus, you know, adding more content to the draft itself. So we'll be discussing about that as well, but we need to have a picture that we can improve. So as we have some new content coming to us, then we can discuss about it.
No, that sounds good. It keeps the integrity of the information up in the article. That's good. Okay, I got you. Well, let's move ahead. That sounds great. Okay, I'll look forward to getting that email from you.
Yeah, I will just do that right now. Just give me like 15, 20 minutes, okay?
What? No rush. Thank you again.
Thank you, Cliff, for your time. You have a great day ahead of you.
Same. All right. Be well. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.